Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fleetwood Mac bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Jim Schreier is here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Jim is one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. He's we couldn't do without him. He's taught us so much over the years. He's part of the Joe Barker Strategic Exploration Tools Organization. He's the director there, I should say. Farcliffs.com is his website. You can find his writing there. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about an article, and I want to make sure I give Randy Conley credit for this. It's his article. And also, I noticed that he's one of the leaders over at Ken Blanchard Companies. Ken's a good friend of ours. We love Ken. He's been a good friend of mine for a long time. And he's on the show on a fairly regular basis, so I want to give those guys a good shout out because of their good work. We're talking about being a zombie. Are you a zombie boss? A zombie boss is running around on autopilot. Randy says he or she is all the time, dour, and everything's a doomsday situation. They don't know how to make relationships. There's a problem with trust. This is not good, and. Incredibly, Jim, it seems to me that I've known people who you'd think that they'd be run out of town, would never be able to find a job, but they seem to survive for some reason. What's the deal? They really are like zombies. They're dead and they don't know it.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I think what happens in some organizations, I'm actually thinking back to one of my very first experiences in working in an organization where the main head manager of the store was an outstanding leader, very positive attitude, basically did the opposite of all these things that are here. Yeah. But there was an assistant manager who was there half the time.
He was a zombie. I've seen it many times. And the good guy wouldn't get rid of the bad guy.
Yeah.
I've seen it many times. I've seen it in big organizations. Yeah. I've seen it in small. How do they survive, Jim? I don't understand it.
It's complicated. Part of it is what you just mentioned. There's somebody there that is doing a good job in keeping things together. So as an employee, I think back to that same situation, and I was never going to leave that organization. I mean, this was years ago, but I loved it there. So I stayed there until I went to a different career opportunity, even though there were some bad people there, because I like the good guy.
Jim, as you and I've talked about on the show before, the surveys show that people don't leave because of money. They don't leave companies. They leave people.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't leave because of money. They leave because somebody was a zombie, probably. So how do you if you are running a company and you're like that boss you had, the good one, and surely that person can look around and see that there's some misfires here and there. You know what I tell people? Believe your people. When your people give you a report that things aren't great, believe them. If it happens from more than one person, believe it. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. And I think it's a struggle that even some good managers have in terms of, okay, I've got everything going pretty well. I've got a lot of people that like it here. They trust me. And I'm just going to have to live with this minor problem that I've got this one or these two bad managers.
Mm-hmm.
Because in today's world, as one of the things that's pointed out in this article is people feel overloaded, so they're struggling to managing. It's the 80-20 rule again, Jim. I've got a good handle on 80% of it, so mm-hmm. I'm going to let 20% of it be bad, and I just have to accept that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have seen this zombie scenario take down companies.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've seen the person who was running the organization, who wasn't bad, literally watch it happen. And so mm-hmm. I'm not sure we can help a zombie. I'm not sure you can you can fix the zombie. I think if you're going to be this way, I'm not sure that a regular person, a non-professional counselor, could actually fix these persons. I hate to give up on people, but I've known people that they're kind of, it's almost like they're born that way. Yeah, I'm not sure you can fix them, but you can fix the organization, can't you?
Well, I disagree a little bit there, okay, because I think we can if we can identify it early enough. I'm actually coaching three or four leaders and managers right now, and in most cases what happened was we early identified that this person had the potential to become a zombie.
Ah.
And one person in particular
you
that I'm working
it, you
with
nipped
right
it in
now,
the bud, as Barney Fife would say.
Yeah, absolutely. He was in one case that I'm working with right now very successfully. He was overstressed. He was on autopilot. He was doing clearly three of the four things that are listed here he was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody from the board of directors spotted it, brought me in to coach this guy, and we've turned him around.
So it was operational.
Emotional intelligence.
It was operational or mechanical, not personality driven more.
Yes.
More environmental, yes, and not personality. Very interesting.
Yeah, we got him involved. We assessed him. We got him information about his strengths, about his personality, and we've turned him around.
Folks, this is a heads
right
up.
Now very successful.
This is a heads up for you. Look around your organization. Don't let a zombie infect your company and ruin your company. When you may think things are going swimmingly, but listen to your people. Believe your people. Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
Farcliffs.com. That's how you find Jim Schreier. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.